MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, ahead of Women's Day tomorrow, new numbers show that one-third of working women lack retirement saving and face the dual pressures of the gender pay gap as well as unpaid labour. Sharon Mietze is Senior Advisor, National Debt Advisors, and joins us on the programme now. Welcome to you. What then are the primary reasons behind this?
I would say first thing is like lower earnings. As we know that as women, we earn less than men. And then that results in reduced savings potential. Career interruption is one of the reasons as well, because we are more likely to take time off for caregiving. That reduces earning potential and retirement savings as well. Increase reliance on debts, because we rely more on our partners, family members, sometimes on grants for financial support. That is actually not enough to cover for our retirement savings.
So is that figure then of one-third static, or is it getting worse?
I think it's getting worse. That is really getting worse. As you know that as women, we are more than men, and then we are more expected to take care of our families. We rely on that small amount that we get. We have to make sure that we cover for everything. And then even being a single parent as well. It also forms part of us not being able to save for like our retirement savings.
So how can women then, in your opinion, overcome the financial hurdles posed by these dual roles that you've outlined for me, both in the workplace and at the home? Is there a better strategy that they can adopt?
I would say yes, there is a better strategy that we can adjust. First of all, we have to make sure that we focus on us before we do anything. We make sure that we save enough, though sometimes it's hard. Make sure that you budget lower cost. Make sure that you have everything that you do has to be in a lower cost so that it can accumulate what you have. Doing that, it will help you in a long run. Save as much as you can, even if it's 100 and 200, as much as you're saving, because you have to think for the long run. You don't have to think for the short term.
But I would also suggest to you that with stubbornly high inflation at the moment, saving for all people has become that much more difficult. So theoretically, it works, but practically, that's not always possible, is it?
Yes, but as much as it's hard to do something, sometimes you have to sacrifice some things to achieve things that you know that this will benefit me for a longer run. You understand?
I do understand. So does National Debt Advisors then have a new way of thinking on how people should approach saving?
So we can assist with debt review, assist people who are over indebted, because once you go under the program, at least you will be saving that amount that you didn't have before. And you'll also be, I would say, rehabilitated. No more debts. Try to manage what you have and try to save as much as you can. And I know that, yes, we survive with debts, but sometimes you need to make sure that I want to make sure that I achieve this goal. To achieve this goal, I need to rehabilitate myself.
It does take a little bit of courage sometimes to face that reality, though, and say, I am prepared to go into debt review.
Yes. Yes. And it's not an easy decision to take. You just need to sit down and think of the longer run, think of the future before you take that decision.
But often if you are wanting to take that decision, there's a stigma attached to it, and people also have pride, don't they?
Yes, because most you'll find those clients that will be like, will you call my workplace? Are you going to call my friends? Do you need to speak to my wife? And most of the time, married couples, they don't want to even include their spouses. So that's where the problem comes. But if you tell yourself that I need assistance, I need to be financially free, I need to make sure that in future my family, my spouse is sorted out, even if it happens that I'm no longer alive, I need to make sure that I take this step.
Sharon, I would also suggest to you that probably the biggest problem here is the lack of financial literacy, particularly among women, and their ability to manage money and debt within that cohort that you have identified for me. How do you improve that level, do you think?
Budget. That's the most important thing. Budget. Before you do anything, sit down, budget. Make sure that whatever you put on the budget is something that you know that this will benefit me. And comparing prices as well, as you mentioned, that inflation, things are a bit expensive, but there are those shops that have lesser. So make sure that you also compare prices before you take any decision.
Do you think there are better ways that women can negotiate increased pay and pursue more ambitious career goals? And again, we are having this conversation ahead of Women's Day tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. So that's a very good question. But to be honest, like you said, that sometimes it's even hard to just say, I want to take this decision. You know that as women, most of the time, you're the ones who are in care of the household. So sometimes you need to prioritize what's important. Know that this is important, this is a need, and this is a want. I can live without this, I can live without that. It's not easy, but it's something that it can be achievable.
Often, you're right, it comes down to very stark choices when one is making a purchasing decision. And what about financial institutions and employers? In what way can they, if at all, contribute to reducing the financial pressures faced by women, as you've outlined to me?
In that department, to be honest, I don't have a clear answer on that. But what I can say, according to my own knowledge, is that those financial institutions, they're also there for the business. They don't even want to use the word care. They only want to make sure that they make money on themselves. What I can say for women is make sure that whatever decision that you make is the right decision, and it will benefit you for longer run.
Well, some good advice there ahead of Women's Day tomorrow. Sharon Meetsi, thank you very much indeed. Senior Advisor at National Debt Advisors. I do appreciate your time today.